Today you can find many canoes made from aluminum or fiberglass, but you won't see many constructed of birch bark. That fact makes Carl Koster's work impressive. Not only that, his canoes compare very favorably with the new ones you might buy today. The reasons why are next on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
In the 1700s and early 1800s, much of the transportation on Lake Superior and the inland streams was via birch bark canoes. Although the skill of using bark from birch trees to make watercraft may seem like a thing of the past, Carl Koster is still building them the old-fashioned way. He said the old style compares well to modern technology.
One of the advantages of birch bark canoes, of course, is that, you know, you can take a 16-foot canoe, and a birch bark canoe will be lighter than aluminum or plastic or canvas and even Kevlar. We're able to get them down to about 38 pounds for a two-man canoe.
Early explorers also liked how much a birch bark canoe could haul in the water.
Not only are they lighter, but they'll carry more weight above water. The Great Lakes canoes, the ones crossing Superior here, those are 36 to 40 feet in length and are able to carry about 4 to 4.5 tons.
Carl demonstrates the old way of doing things to visitors at the Heritage Center at Grand Portage, Minnesota.
From the white cedar on the inside to lashing it with black spruce root and the bark on the outside and using that spruce gum charcoal and rendered bear fat to create the sealant on the canoes, there really is no difference.
He says he may be able to quickly construct a quality canoe. But here, that pace of work is not the point.
If I'm bending a rib for a canoe or I'm doing an intricate part of the construction, if there's no public standing around, I'm probably not going to do it. The whole goal here is to show people how these things are done. And if I'm the only one standing out in a field, I probably won't work that much.
You can see Carl demonstrate his work most days at the historic village next to the visitor center. Driving the countryside in Grand Portage, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.